Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, 2nd of April, 2026. We got a lot of stuff to cover, of course, as always. It never ends. Really, never ends. And yeah, there was a big speech last night, big developments today. We're going to get into all of it. I'm definitely going to open up the phone lines for your calls today. Not sure if you were watching American Journal this morning with Rex Jones, but he had some very interesting callers, and it made me jealous, and I want callers. I want to talk to you people, so we're going to open up the phone lines probably in the third hour. We got a lot to get into. Let's start today, like we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 2nd of April, 2026. Tired Trump's speech proves he has no route out of the Iran war. Of course, the big speech yesterday, total disappointment, I think, from just about everybody. There was very little information, very little new data points at all. When the White House announced on Tuesday night that President Trump was to give an important update on the Iran war the next evening, the world's media was sent into a frenzy, and nothing really came of it. And people were very confused by this, saying, well, who does that? Who has a primetime speech where they demand all the networks end their normal programming to go to your speech, and then you just don't really say it? But he did this in December. Do you guys remember he did the same thing in December? It was the same thing. It was like big speech, big primetime speech, canceling the normal shows. And then it's just him like, I'm amazing, the economy is amazing, and everything's amazing. And it's like, thanks, Trump. Thanks for that. It's not, and everything's not amazing, but thank you for your encouragement. Sort of what yesterday was. It was like, we won the war, but we're not opening the strait, and it's done, but we are going to be expanding operations over the next 2 weeks. I think, well, we'll get into it later. I think the whole thing was to just sort of settle the chaos, like make an appearance, settle everybody's nerves, you know, try to put across the idea that there's a steady hand on the tiller, probably right before a major operation. I still think Friday or Saturday morning is going to be the ground invasion of whatever form it takes, but that's what everything seems to be pointing towards in my perspective. Meanwhile, U.S. oil prices soar 11% as Trump's Iran war speech stokes fears of escalation. President Trump said the U.S. will hit Iran extremely hard over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Trump added that the war won't last long and that discussions with Tehran are ongoing, which, again, he's been saying that the whole time. So they keep denying it, and the war keeps going. So there we are. Meanwhile, a barbaric assault. Iran condemns U.S.-Israeli bombing of century-old medical research center. The Iranian Ministry of Health said Thursday that a U.S.-Israeli airstrike hit and severely damaged the Pasteur Institute of Iran, a century-old medical research center that has played a key role in combating and preventing infectious diseases in the country. This was a sort of long-term cooperation piece of scientific endeavor by the French and the Iranians that had been around for long before Iran was even a country. It was founded in 1920. And we just blew it all to smithereens. And I just have to wonder if this isn't sort of setting a precedent that we might not want to be setting. Like, so far, we'll have to get into this later, too. Let me get through the Daily Dispatch. But would you be surprised if a hospital in America was blown up with a terrorist attack? If you are, if you would be, then maybe we should be speaking out right now about our government doing it over there. Because fair is fair. U.S. and Israel literally blow up Vance's peace talk after strike on Iranian negotiator's home. So the negotiator that was working with Vance to try to get a peace deal or ceasefire of some sort was bombed by Israel, and his wife was killed, and he was severely injured, directly, exactly like Joe Kent keeps saying that they do. We'll show you that clip on the other side. Finally, Trump fires Pam Bondi as attorney general, and you know, if you thought maybe this was a little glimmer of light, a single breath of fresh air, we make our way through the fetid swamp. No, it's getting worse. No, he's replacing her with Todd Blanche. So we've been begging for Pam Bondi to be removed. But Todd Blanche is going in her place, so...